This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, making a scene.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Reach out, touch faith.
Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode. I quite like Johnny Cash's version of that song. I'm going to play a Johnny Cash song later on in the programme. Let me introduce myself first. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. A little bit different, the programme this week. First of all, I'm pre-recording it as always in my little house in North Manchester. I'm up in my little writing room with all my toys, my piano and my guitar and everything. Except it's 2 weeks ago for me. I'm pre-recording it 2 weeks in advance because I'm going to be in the studio and I want to hunker down. I will grab some people when I'm in the studio. I've got some interesting guests coming to play a record I'm making. But yeah, I'm ahead of the curve. So, because I made a programme, last Sunday's programme for you guys, I made yesterday. So I fancy something different today. So all the choices, as opposed to being from all the different little pots, song for guy recommendations and new music and all that stuff, it's just a train of thought this week. So every song will lead to the next song, and I'm going to do it linear. Rather than pick all my tunes and then arrange them artistically like I normally do, I'm just going to go one to the other and see where we end up, like a train of thought, very similar to the chain on Radcliffe and McConey's show, except I'm the only person involved. For instance, we just heard Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode, which starts with these two notes. And it put me in mind of this next song by Peter Gabriel. It's called We Do What We're Told. And it reminded me of it because the Depeche Mode starts like this. And this one starts like this. Away we go. Peter Gabriel's We Do What We're Told from the Amazing Records. So many of those sounds have come back around, although they're retro to the people using them now. And they were very cutting edge at the time when that album was made. I'm pre-recording the programme as far in advance as I am because I'm going to Peter Gabriel's studio for a couple of weeks to work on a side project with a load of friends. The digital sort of crackling on that tune, which ends up being part of the percussion, it's almost like digital clipping. A clipping is when a volume is too high, you get electronic distortion, if you like, or digital distortion. They used it artistically in that song, and then later on it was pioneered by Matt Moss. I refer to it as Matt Moss. And this next tune by Bjork, Beautiful Thing from her album Vespertine, uses it to very artistic effect. This is a gorgeous song. Have a listen to this. Whatever. Just very warm and touching. I think that must be about her son, but my brother thinks it's about her lover. Who knows? Anyway, I'm struck by how intimate and warm and feminine that song is. I like the fact that she uses the word boy all the way through. I like being referred to as a boy now that I'm a man, but when I was a boy, I liked to be referred to as a man. My dad in particular would refer to me and my brother collectively as men. He'd be like, come on then, men. And I used to like that. Isn't that funny? So I liked being called a man when I was a boy. I liked, and I'm now I like being called a boy now that I'm a man. So this, of course, is the obvious choice. We come out of Bjork and we visit with Dinah Washington, or Dina Washington if you like, because she's mad about boys, specifically one.
About the boy, and I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all about the boy.
Just marvellous, eh, isn't it? Just fantastic. Dina Washington, is it Dina or Dinah? I've never known. Let's go with Dina. Dina Washington and Mad About the Boy.
The Freak Zone. Is it a place? Is it a feeling? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? My favourite bit of fan mail ever from a listener was, you played something last week that was completely unlistenable, Stuart. Keep up the good work. We play the kind of music that really doesn't get any space elsewhere on the radio. From electronica to free jazz, obscure and neglected soundtrack records, through children's music. You're a personal pal. Left field music of every hue.
Stuart McAuley's Freak Zone.
As the residents once said, open your mind to this new music and soon you too will be whistling the merry tunes.
Tonight from 8.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
So, the lovely rhyming scheme of that song and all those Tin Pan Alley guys, they're just so good at that sort of thing. And I do like a deliberately obvious clunky rhyme to lead a song somewhere. Traces of the cad about the boy, to rhyme with mad about the boy, always makes me chuckle, and she really reaches for that. Draws attention to it in a comical way. And the way she belts out the word cad reminded me of this next tune by Bob Dylan. It's simple twist of fate, and all the way through this song, he shouts the obvious rhyme. I like to think that self-consciously, they're such clunky rhymes, some of them. They've got to rhyme with fate, all of them. And he howls every single one. It's like he leans back off the mic and he howls every single one. And it makes it, makes it warm, makes it friendly. This is my favourite kind of Bob Dylan song. Listen to some of the characters he creates, because that's going to link it to the tune after it. Here's Bob Dylan from Blood on the Tracks. This is Simple Twist of Fate.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. The room was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks, walks along with a parrot that talks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the rain. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. blame it on a simple twist of fate.
Bob Dylan from Blood on the Tracks, that simple twist of fate. That'll forever remind me. Oops. Oh, I've knocked my waste paper basket over. I've kicked the bucket. Live on air. That's how I want to go out, actually. Live on air. Something like this. Hey, stop me if you've heard it. That should be my last word, I think. And anyway, so Bob Dylan creating characters. He walks along with a parrot that talks. That reminded me that just that sort of pirate guy that he's created there, that character. Tom Waits is, I think, the best at creating strange characters. I love the ones that jump around. He's got one-eyed dwarves, and he's got in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. He creates these characters, always has done. And well, this character in this next song is my favourite yarn of his. It's Swordfish Trombone from the album of the same name. And listen closer to the story. It's about somebody returning from the war quite disturbed. So even though the language is quite comic and there are some brilliant rhyming schemes throughout this, it's actually quite a sad tale. It's Tom Waits, it's Swordfish Trombone, you're listening to Six Music. Tom Waits and Swordfish Trombone. So given that that yarn is about, if he existed, towards the end of the song, he says, if you think that you could tell a bigger tale, I swear to God you'd have to tell a lie. So the lie at the end of that song made me think of The Mercy Seat by Nick Cave, because there's a punchline to the lyrics of that song, which involve a lie, a lyric that involves lying. So it made me think of that song, but it also made me think of this next tune by Smog from the album A River Ain't Too Much to Love. This is also about a veteran, or it mentions veterans, it mentions teenage soldiers. This is a very, very touching song. The imagery at the beginning, he's remembering as a kid taking the mickey out of young soldiers drinking at the dam, and then he's realising as an adult just what young soldiers have to go through. I think it's a very touching song. It's very beautiful. So the chain kind of splits into two groups here. You're going to hear Drinking at the Dam by Smog, which is just gorgeous, and then you're going to hear Johnny Cash's version of the birthday party's The Mercy Seat. Both have amazing lyrics, so focus on that. Here we go.
I remember drinking at the dam. Jar of heads on the other side. Warm beer and tearing up the cans. And all of us yelling abuse. Cut in school to go drinking at the dam. Skin mags in the brambles. For the first part of my life, I thought women had orange skin. It was the first part. Was the first part of my life. Second is the rest. Teenage war chests fill and do the dirty, dirty, dirty work. Teenage war chests fill and do the dirty, dirty, dirty work. It was the first part. It was the first part of their lives. Drinking at the dam, holding back what it can, but the power is so much. Drinking at the dam, holding back what I can. Drinking at the dam. I'm just 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 drinking at the dam. Drinking at the dam.
News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. The wife of the British man being held hostage by Islamic State has pleaded with the militants to see it in their hearts to release him. Taxi driver Alan Henning was kidnapped last December in Syria. In a statement, Barbara Henning described him as a peaceful, selfless man. No ifs, no buts, the Labour leader Ed Miliband has insisted that promises to devolve more powers to Scotland will be delivered. Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond has accused Westminster politicians of reneging on their promise to grant greater powers to Holyrood because of David Cameron's insistence that it be linked to constitutional reform in England. But the Lib Dem Secretary for Scotland, Alistair Carmichael, says that's not the case.
I think it's good that we can have this wider conversation, but that does not act as any sort of break or hindrance on our meeting the timetable that we have previously given an undertaking on. We've set out the timetable for the Scottish Reform. There can be no movement from that timetable.
A deal's been signed in Afghanistan today to form a government of national unity almost 6 months after the election there. Ashraf Ghani will be named president. The runner-up, Abdullah Abdullah, will appoint a CEO, a role equivalent to prime minister. Around 3,000 rallies are taking place in cities across the world today, 2 days ahead of a global climate change summit in New York. Thousands marched through Melbourne in Australia, including community activist Jeff Holland. He thinks world leaders are neglecting major problems like climate change, extreme poverty and war.
Today is the United Nations International Day of Peace and also the People's Climate March. But I don't believe that the real issues are on their agenda. It's about protecting the interests of transnational corporations and the banks.
And there's been a last-minute reprieve for a bird after Tesco's plans to shoot it caused a Twitter backlash. The pied wagtail had been regularly spotted in the aisles of a branch in Great Yarmouth. It's now been caught and has been released. Six Music News, your next update is at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
It all began when they took me from my home and put me on death row. A crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields. A ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup. Those sinister dinner deals, the meal trolley's wicked wheels. A hook bone rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. And in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. I hear stories from the chamber. Christ was born into a manger, and like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. Might I say it seems so fitting, in its way he was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hand's tattooed evil across its brother's fist. That filthy five, they did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold, the ark of his testament is stowed. A throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. It's made of wood and wire, and my body is on fire. And God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wired. And like a moth that tries to enter the bright eye, I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. And anyway, I never lie. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning. And in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is burning, and I think my head is glowing. And in a way I'm hoping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway there was no proof, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is glowing, and I think my head is smoking. And in a way I'm hoping to be done with all these looks of disbelief. A life for a life and a truth for a truth. and I've got nothing left to lose, and I'm not afraid to die, and the mercy seat is smoking, and I think my head is melting, and in a way that's helping to be done with all this twisting of the truth, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, but I'm afraid I told a lie.
Johnny Cash's version of Nick Cave's The Mercy Seat. What a harrowing and foreboding tale. Absolutely beautiful that way. So that was linked to Swordfish Trombone by Tom Waits, that I played earlier on, by the punchline involving a lie. And I'm afraid I told a lie. The chords are what makes that song special for me. It's the chord progression and the way they just cycle over and over again, and he does different things over the top of them. I don't know, it somehow hammers the whole message home, the fact that it repeats a very long chord sequence. It reminded me of this next beautiful thing from Beach House. It's called Zebra, although they call it Zebra. It's from Teen Dream, which if you don't own it, is a fantastic record that you should buy, Spotifyers. Zebra, 2010 it came out. The chord progression on this is just fantastic, and all it does is build layers of instrumentation, beautiful imagery in the lyrics, and she has the most lived-in, careworn, smoky voice. I wasn't sure if it was a man or a woman the first time I heard her sing. Once you know it's a woman, and a very attractive one at that, it has an amazing effect to her voice. Here is Beach House with Zebra, or Zebra, depending on which side of the Atlantic you're from.
Oh,
Amazing. Zebra by Beach House. Beautiful piece of music. Once again, that's from the album Teen Dream. You should own that. It's a good one. So the backing vocals on that all the way through, sort of very unselfconsciously going, put me in mind of the Beatles. In particular, this next song. This is Sun King, and I'm very fond when applying after sun of just putting the word after before the phrase Sun King while I'm applying it to me, to myself or to somebody else. I am the after Sun King. For Emma Jane, and that was After Sun King by the Beatles. Laura Veers, this is the next one that jumped into my head, continuing the train of thought. This has turned out to be a really nice collection of songs, I think. Laura Veers says, we all know that the sun is king. I wonder if that's a little nod to that Beatles tune. Sun King, by the way, was inspired by Albatross by Fleetwood Mac, the one that now reminds us of turkeys being sliced tantalisingly. And rather sexually, in a kind of Nigella Lawson kind of way. She could have the top off my egg as well, whenever Thompson's finished with it. Yeah, so we all know the sun is king. When the sun is out, I find myself singing this all the time. If you tuned in, Laura, you've given me a default song. This is a beautiful thing.
Did you see?
Laura Veers and Sun Is King. Following on from Sun King, and then the little tour de force, that little sort of the past 45, 50 minutes, I've just been linking each song to the next. I'm now going to punctuate the programme with a visit from the Beckopedia. She's going to pick a tune for us to listen to. Yeah, this is a cracker. And then afterwards, I'm going to start afresh with a new train of thought until 4 o'clock. Here's the Beckopedia. Now then.
Now then. Fashion, that fickle, fleeting fancy of the young and beautiful. There have been many controversial sartorial statements in the last century, from the Frankie t-shirts of the 80s to the flapper dresses of the 20s. But how many were banned by the government? Well, how about the zoot suit, a 40s creation which comprised wide, high-waisted peg-top trousers and a long jacket with broad, stuffed shoulders and wide lapels. Despite Life magazine's quip that they were solid arguments for lowering the army draft age to include 18-year-olds, in early 40s America, they were the suits to be seen in, and even inspired a fabulous swing song by Bob Crosby, full of the spit and polish vanity of a lad about town who's dressing to impress, with a detailed description of his outfit down to the last stitch. Sadly for Bob and the gangs in Los Angeles who were involved in the so-called Zoot Suit Riots, they were banned from production for the duration as they required extravagant amounts of fabric needed for the war effort. So poor Bob Crosby would just have to dream on. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Pleat with a drape, shape and a stuff, cuff to look sharp enough to see my sunny gal. I want a reef sleeve with a ripe stripe and a dressed vest with a glad plaid in the latest fads to see my sunny gal. I want to look keen so my dream will say you don't look like the same bull, so keen that she'll scream, here comes my walking rainbow. So make a zoot suit with a reach, pleat with a drape, shape and a stuff cup to look sharp enough to see my sunny gal.
Chosen by the Beckopedia, that was Bob Crosby.
Subcultures start from the people, it's young people out on the street.
An image, a statement, a lifestyle. BBC 4 and 6 Music take you behind the scenes of the love affair between music and fashion.
From Teddy Boys to punk to Britpop to Belong, you had to dress the part. This afternoon on Six Music, I'll be taking a walk through the sounds of British subcultures with my own style council, including Pam Hogg, Susie Sue and Barbara Hulanicki, looking at how rebellion on the street becomes the fashion of the mainstream, making a scene with me, Lauren Laverne.
Part of the Sound of Style season, today at 4pm on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star. Yeah, I saw one.
So we're going to start afresh with a new train of thought. I'm going to start with this tune from Can, Krautrockers Can. My mate Maurice turned me on to this and dances to it very well. I've got a video of Maurice dancing to this. It's a funky affair, what can I say? It's called Vitamin C. The refrain on the chorus is, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing, you're losing your vitamin C. Very concerned for somebody's health, the way he belts it out there. It is an extraordinary piece of work, particularly the drums, which is what's going to link it to the song afterwards. A fresh start for the train of thought with Can's Vitamin C. Some of you will be thinking, how have I got this far into life without owning that song? So for those of you with pencils at the ready, that was Can and Vitamin C. What a tune, eh? Thank you to Maurice for turning me onto that. The drums are all important on that song, aren't they? That's what keeps you moving. As they are on this next tune by Sly and the Family Stone. Me and all the members of Elbow are huge fans of Sly and the Family Stone. There's a Riot Going On is our favourite album. This isn't on that, but this is one of their famous tunes. Great groove, and the way the piano works over the groove to give you the chord progression is what is going to link it to the next song. It's Everyday People, Sly and the Family Stone. Take it away.
Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Thank you.
Did you notice the similarities? The piano and the groove, or rather the production ethics of the way the drums are recording. That was Richard Swift with the wonderful Lady Luck. I absolutely love that song. And I love that man. He's an old friend of ours, Richard Swift. We've toured with him many years ago, but he's a great bloke. He's been doing some work with Dan Auerbach on a couple of projects, and yeah, there's two brains at work in the same room. Richard Swift is probably one of the coolest cats I've ever met as well. Google him, he's a very cool individual. Anyway, that was Lady Luck. It was linked to Sly and the Family Stone just at the end of the last hour by its production ethics on the drums and that piano spelling out the chords. Luck is what I completely fell down a vocabulary hole there. Just climb out of it. The theme of luck is what leads me to this next tune, Lady Luck by Richard Swift. And here is a lady singing about luck. This is Joni Mitchell and the Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, from the album Mingus. A fantastic piece of work. And this actually is another great yarn. I wonder how much truth there is in this story. Joni reckons she met a dry cleaner from Des Moines who just couldn't help but clearing up at Las Vegas. He just kept winning. The brass is what's going to link this to the next song after it. It is the most fantastic rapid brass section you've ever heard. Joni Mitchell and the Dry Cleaner from Des Moines.
They keep you tantalized. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in Fool's Paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, 'cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. In a polyester suit, it's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. Where the cowgirls fill the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with her face. Yeah, dinos and pooh bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose them. Ringing the bandit's bells. This is a story that's a drag to tell.
Joni Mitchell and the Dry Cleaner from Des Moines. The theme of luck, linking that to Richard Swift's Lady Luck just before it. If you miss any of the titles of the songs or the names of the artists, you can find them on my page on the Six Music website. Okay, let's move on with my train of thought. I'm enjoying this. This is leading some different places for me. So the brass is really impressive on that last number by Joni Mitchell. And impressive brass always makes me think of this tune. You'll recognise it when it starts playing, and I'll tell you what it is afterwards. Theme tune from The Carpetbaggers and from The Money Programme, that was Jimmy Smith. He's the organist on the track. By far not the most impressive thing about it. Go and check out some Jimmy Smith album covers. There's a fantastic one with nine frames of him doing karate in front of his Hammond organ. Honestly, it's a beautiful thing. I want one of them. I want one of them for my wall.
Six Music.
I love it when you hear a song that you're completely familiar with.
This is Jamie Cullum. I am live in the BBC Radio 2 studio.
BBC Asian Network. BBC Radio 1.
To the Radio 3 Lunchtime Concert.
The BBC Trust represents the views of licence fee payers to get the best out of the BBC for you. They'd like to know what you think about the BBC's music radio services, including programmes here on Six Music. To take part, go to bbc.co.uk/bbctrust.
He's a space nut, you know.
And I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. It sort of kicks up at the end there, between the impassioned sort of vocal, the piano, and then eventually the brass and the funky drums. It's got a kind of gospel-y feel that the Elvis comeback material had. And Pete Jobson pointed out that this next song by Bob Durra has been produced to mimic the sort of Elvis comeback stuff. This is obviously a kids' educational novelty song by Bob Durra. You'll recognise the main phrase from it as being something that De La Soul sampled. It's the very wonderful three is a magic number.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners, every triangle has three sides, no more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of 3 come up 3 times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9. And in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27. And it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more. 3,
3, 6, 9,
12,
12, 15, 18,
21,
21, 24, 27, 30,
yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30. 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1. What is it?
3!
Yeah, that's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number.
Bob Durra and 3 is a magic number. How cute is that? The number song, no points there for what the link is. DJ Shadow starts quite aggressively and ends up with some amazing drumming. It really is fantastic, although it's sampled and played on sampler. DJ Shadow's Entreducing is the first album in history to be made entirely of samples of other people's music. My very talented nephew, Alexander Holbrook, did a thesis on this record and got a first because he's such a clever lad. DJ Shadow's The Number Song.
Break down, baby.
DJ Shadow's The Number Song, ending on some fantastic played drum samples. What a creative individual he is. And I think about good drummers, I think about field music. I think it's Peter Brewis of the Brewis Brothers that plays the drums most of the time with them. Just have a listen to this tune. I don't understand why they're not absolutely huge, because they're brilliant. Field music, and in context.
Radio. Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. The Labour leader Ed Miliband has reiterated a promise to give Scotland more devolved powers, saying they'll be delivered no ifs and no buts. The First Minister Alex Salmond accused the three leaders of going back on the pledge by claiming change in Scotland is being linked to change in England. Mr Miliband, who's in Manchester for the start of his party's annual conference, also said he would be open to greater scrutiny of MPs voting on laws that affect only England. The Prime Minister wants only English MPs to decide such matters. The Conservative MP, Graham Brady, chairs the party's influential backbench 1922 committee.
I think there's a fundamental principle of fairness and justice in play, and we've heard some voices already from some of the most fair-minded Labour MPs. I hope that we'll also hear from SNP members. They recognise fairness for England should go hand in hand with fairness for Scotland.
The body of Hannah Witheridge, who was murdered in Thailand, has arrived in Britain. The 23-year-old from Norfolk was killed with another tourist, David Miller from Jersey. Thai police are investigating evidence that suggests the murders may have been due to sexual jealousy. 22 dogs have died in a fire near Hull. The cause of last night's blaze in Hornsey isn't yet known. The dogs, who were in cages, were owned by private breeders. A rally is being held in London calling on governments and United Nations to do more to tackle climate change. It's one of 2,000 events being held across the world. The actress Emma Thompson is at the London gathering.
It's a form of insanity and it's a form of collective suicide. It's like a Martian attack on Earth, only we are the Martians. This has to be the greatest grassroots activist movement of all time.
Six Music Sport and Lewis Hamilton has won the Singapore Grand Prix. His Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg failed to finish. That means that Hamilton now goes top of the Drivers' Championship. He's ahead by just 3 points. Six Music News, your next update is at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
You caught me guilty, taking the pieces of you. That night you took flight, I couldn't decide what to do. I won't let a safe bet continue to make me go blue. Could go solo, would that be the right thing to do? We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. Tiptoe too slow out of the door to your house. I know you know that this way leads me out. Outside too bright, you're within, I'm without. You're within, I'm without. We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes, we do. I learn from you. Please sleep softly. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. Oh, we do. I learn from you. Oh. Please sleep softly, leave me now. Please sleep softly. Softly, leave me no room for doubt.
That was the lovely Leanne Le Havas. I've been in touch with her recently. I think we might be trying to do a little bit of work together. She's a wonderful girl, an enormous talent, and a real pleasure to be around. She's so much fun. That was No Room for Doubt with Leanne Le Havas and Willie Mason. The link from the tune before that, which was the Brewis Brothers in Field Music, is quite a selfish one, but this is my train of thought, I suppose. When Elbow played Jodrell Bank Radio Space Telescope a couple of years ago, we got to choose our supports. We chose a whole day of music. We asked Leanne to come, and we also love Willie Mason, who duetted with her on that track. So we get to hear Leanne do her stuff, which is extraordinary and uplifting. We had Willie doing his stuff, which is just gentle and beautiful and full of sentiments of positivity and peace. And then we had the two of them performing that together. So that was a good part of the bill. So Field Music played, Leanne Le Havas and Willie Mason played, and not to leave anyone out, we had Cherry Ghost on as well. This perhaps his most famous song, and an absolute cracker. I'll be seeing Simon too soon. He's a really lovely chap. This is People Help the People, and it's Cherry Ghost.
God knows what is hiding in that weak and drunken heart. I guess he kissed the girls and made them cry, those hard-faced queens of misadventure. God knows what is hiding in those weak and sunken eyes, a fiery throng of muted angels giving love and getting nothing back.
wonderful Cherry Ghost and People Help the People. It's got a compressed piano on it, an over-compressed piano, which is a lovely, rich sound. It's something I love messing with, and it's something that Talk Talk have an awful lot. In the case of this compressed piano, this is an early electric piano, I think. I might be wrong. If you know different, let me know. It's Does Caroline Know Live. I mentioned it last week, so I've kind of shoehorned this in a little bit, because when I listened back to the broadcast a couple of Sundays ago for you, but last Sunday for me, I thought, I mentioned that live version of Does Caroline Know from London 1986, and I didn't play it. That's going to frustrate some people. So I've managed to kind of shoehorn it in our sequential theme. This is Talk Talk, live version of Does Caroline Know, and I think it's better than the original studio version. linked by its compressed piano to Cherry Ghost's People Help the People. That was the amazing Talk Talk with Does Caroline Know, live, and that's on a record called London 1986.
What I love about doing The Breakfast Show is, because the music is so great, all these amazing people listen to it.
Yeah, it's great. You know, me and John, we'd always stick it on before we started writing.
Yeah, the cat's got chops, you know, no question about it. Great tunes, just like that.
When I'm not listening to Gardner's Question Time, old Titch Marsh here always likes to slip Keaveney out of a mourn. Anyone who disagrees, meet me in the garden shed.
Alan Hanson, you're talking about a great
Sean.
Breakfast show.
Sean, what?
You're living in a dream world, mate. None of these people actually listen.
Ah, you'd be wrong there. Old Tell certainly does.
No, he doesn't. Do you?
He's right, you know. I don't.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
And by the way, you sound nothing like me.
Back tomorrow from 7.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
So I mentioned before the tune that I thought that live version of the song was better than the studio version of the song. That happens every now and again. Not often, I don't think, but that happens now and again. I think it's the case with this version of The Carpet Crawl from Genesis. This is on their live album, Seconds Out, and I think it knocks spots off the original studio version. This is so sensitive and delicate and dynamic that by the end of the song, you will forget it's a live recording, and the applause, the spontaneous applause at the end of the song will remind you. It's a beautiful thing. Genesis and The Carpet Crawl.
Gonna flow in the red oak corridor. From my second sight, I love people. Leave more light love than before. Been moving in time to a heavy wooden door where the needle's eye is winking, closing on the pore.
Gotta get in to get out.
Genesis and the Carpet Crawl. We're almost at the end of the programme. I'm linking that to our final song, which is Crawl After You by M Ward. Going to play out with that song this week. I've really enjoyed this train of thought. I must do it again sometime. Maybe send me a starting song. And on next week's programme, we'll probably have some ritual humiliation. Not ritual humiliation, public humiliation. Already got some good emails on that. I want your stories of public humiliation. Try and link them to a good song that I can play for you all. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and Helen and everyone who helps me put this show together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. Thank you for joining me. Just remains for me to say good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. I'll see you all next week.
I cannot be depended on to lie here and casually watch as you go waltzing by. I've been shook so bad that I cannot stand to utilize my feet, so I gotta crawl after you. Tell you who I am. I was raised by a tribe of Vegas cowboys who claim I was born from a union of dust and wind. And when I came of age, well, I sailed away, a pine cone on a Rio Grande. Now I gotta crawl after you, tell you who I am. And today is the day I caught up with you. I see you walking by the cafe mirror. Well, should I stay here on this bus stop bench? So strange to see you after all these years. So I cannot be depended on to lie here and casually watch as you go waltzing by. I've been shook so bad that I cannot stand to utilize my feet, so I gotta crawl.